This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. As Russia continued its assault on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other cities Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress via live video to ask for help. Speaking through an interpreter, Zelensky asked U.S. citizens to remember their own dark days as he pleaded for more aid for his nation as it's under attack.
We need you right now.
In a virtual address to Congress, Volodymyr Zelensky said through an interpreter, the U.S. knows how it feels.
Remember Pearl Harbor.
And played an emotional video showing Ukraine's destruction. In his latest appeal to Western lawmakers, Zelensky again pushed for a no-fly zone to stop Russia's air assaults.
Is this a lot to ask for?
And if it is, said an alternative is to get more anti-aircraft weapons. Switching to English at the end, he made a direct appeal to President Biden.
I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, NATO defense ministers are meeting in Brussels Wednesday, where Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said they would be discussing both the immediate consequences of Russia's invasion and long-term efforts to strengthen NATO's collective defense. Ahead of the meeting, Stoltenberg told reporters, NATO has a responsibility to ensure this crisis does not escalate beyond Ukraine. He said that's why member nations have increased their military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. Stoltenberg said potential actions could include placing substantially more forces in the eastern area, along with increases in naval and air deployments. This is VOA News. As the cost of gasoline and many other goods continues to rise, U.S. consumers, perhaps unsurprisingly, spent less in February. The AP's Ben Thomas looks at the numbers.
Retail sales rose just 0.3% in February. The Commerce Department report shows restaurants actually saw a 2.5% jump in business and department stores 1.6%. But online sales fell 3.7%. In categories like furniture, electronics, and general merchandise, stores were also down. The tepid February increase followed something of a splurge in January when sales rose 4.9%, fueled by wage gains, solid hiring, and more money in bank accounts. But inflation slowed the pace in February, with consumer prices running at 7.9% over a year ago. I'm Ben Thomas.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Wednesday British-Iranian nationals Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe and Anousheh Ashouri have been released by Iran and should be back in Britain later Wednesday. Johnson made the announcement from his Twitter account. Zaghari Ratcliffe was detained at Tehran's International Airport in April of 2016 as she was trying to return home with her daughter to Britain following a visit to relatives in Iran. Later that year, an Iranian court sentenced her to 5 years in prison after she was accused of plotting to overthrow the Iranian government. The Iranian-born Ashouri was arrested in Tehran in August of 2017 while visiting his mother. He had traveled to Iran from London, where he and his family have lived for decades. Iranian authorities later convicted him of spying for Israel and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. Iran state media reported Britain had paid Iran a long-overdue debt of $530 million to obtain the releases. Human rights groups have accused Tehran of taking dual national hostages as bargaining chips, something Iran denies. The Texas Department of Public Safety now says 9 people were killed in a head-on collision in West Texas, including 6 students and a coach from a New Mexico University's golf teams. Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Steve Blanco says a pickup truck crossed the center line of a highway and crashed into a vehicle carrying members of the University of Southwest's men's and women's golf teams. They'd been returning from a tournament in Midland, Texas, Tuesday. Blanco says 6 students were killed, along with a faculty member. The driver of the pickup and his passenger were also killed. Blanco says 2 students were taken by helicopter to a Lubbock hospital in critical condition. Repeating this hour's top news story, as Russia continued its assault on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other cities Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress via live video to ask for help.